Title: Metallic FX Shots Using Arrangement View Beginner. Alright, let's make some metallic FX shots in Ableton Live, the kind of sharp, shiny, industrial hits you hear in drum and bass intros, drop transitions, and fills. Think clang stabs, robot impacts, chrome zaps. And we're doing it the proper producer way. We'll design the sound with only stock devices. Then we'll commit it to audio and shape it in arrangement view so it's easy to place, reverse, slice, and mix. By the end, you'll have a small palette of your own metallic one-shots, plus a quick DNB arrangement moment, a fill, a pre-drop tease, and a drop accent. Let's go! First, set up so you're designing in context, not in a vacuum. Set your tempo to around 172 to 174 BPM. Now jump into arrangement view and give yourself something basic to play against. Make a simple drum loop, kick, snare, hats, even placeholders. Then lay out a quick 16-bar section. Bars 1 to 8 can be your intro or roll, bars 9 to 16 can be your drop section. This matters because metallic FX shots are arrangement tools. Their whole job is to punctuate phrases, not just exist as cool sounds. Now we build the metallic source. Create a new MIDI track and drop operator on it. We're aiming for that classic FM metallic vibe. In operator, pick an algorithm where oscillator B modulates oscillator A. If you're not sure, just click algorithms until you see B feeding into A. Keep oscillators and B on sine waves to start. Sine plus FM is one of the cleanest ways to get that belt metal range. Set B level somewhere around 35 to 55%. Now for tuning. Set oscillator a course to 1.00. Set B course to 2.00 or 3.00. Higher ratios tend to get more metallic and less pure note. If it's sounding too musical, too bell-like, bump B course up to 4, 5. Even 7. That's usually where it starts feeling more like metal object and less like instrument. Now shape it like a one shot. Go to the amp envelope for a attack basically instant, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, decay around 120 to 250 milliseconds, sustain all the way down so it doesn't hold, release around 40 to 120 milliseconds, just enough to avoid awkward cutoffs. Now draw in a few short MIDI notes. Think 1/16th to 1/8th length. You're listening for ting or clang that dies quickly. Quick coach note, before you get lost tweaking, decide what role this shot is going to play. Is it a marker, like a tiny dry hit that signposts the end of a phrase? Is it an impact, something heavier that supports a drop? Or is it a riser or lead-in, like a reversed or pitch-moving sound that creates tension? When you pick the role first, you stop overprocessing and you arrange faster. Next, add bite and control, so it actually behaves in a mix. Right after operator, add saturator. Put it in analog clip mode. Set drive around 3 to 8 dB and turn on soft clip. The goal is edge and density, not painful harshness. If it gets too aggressive, don't panic. Back off the drive a bit and we'll do tone control next. Now add auto filter after saturator. Choose a high pass filter, like HP 12 or HP 24. Tweep the frequency up into the 200 to 500 Hz range. Most metallic shots do not need sub or heavy low mids, and if you leave that in, it'll fight your bass and muddy your snare space. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%. That resonance can give you that ring that reads as metal. Optional, turn on the LFO just a little, like 5 to 10% amount, and set the rate to 1/8 or 1/16 synced. Keep it subtle. You don't want wobble, you want alive. Now we design the tail. This is where a lot of people ruin their groove, so we'll be intentional. Add echo next. Set it to sync and try 1/16 or 1/8. Feedback around 10 to 25%. Now filter the echo. High pass it somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz, and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. This keeps the repeats from filling your entire mix with mud and fizz. Set stereo to about 90 to 120%, just a little wider, and keep dry slash wet modest, like 8 to 20%. Then add reverb after echo. We're going for short plate-ish, controlled. Size around 20 to 35%. Decay time about 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient stays punchy. And filter it. Low cut 300 to 800 Hz. High cut 7 to 12 kHz. Dry slash wet around 10 to 18%. Your target right now is simple. A punchy hit up front, and a controlled tail that sits behind the drums rather than smearing over them. Coach tip: metallic sounds can feel amazing when you monitor loud, but become absolute ice picks later. So check at 2 listening levels. Quiet monitoring will reveal if the tail is too long or bright and masking the snare. Loud monitoring, briefly, will expose harsh resonances that feel exciting at first and painful later. All right, now we commit to audio, because arrangement view is where the real DNB workflow happens. You have two main ways. Method 1. Freeze and flatten. Draw a few different MIDI notes, maybe C3, D#3, F3, so you get variations. Then right-click the track, freeze it, right-click again, flatten it. Now you've got audio. Method 2. Classic resampling, which I love for this. Create a new audio track and name it Metal Print. Set audio from to resampling. Arm it. Solo your metallic track and record a few bars while you trigger different notes and timings. This captures the sound exactly as you're hearing it, including the tail vibe. Very real world DNB workflow. Now we edit the printed audio in arrangement view. Click your printed clip and, for one shots, usually turn warp off. That keeps the transient crisp and stops weird stretching artifacts. Now we slice clean one shots. Zoom in, find the transient, and split with CMD or Control plus E. Trim so the clip starts right at the hit. Then add fades. Tiny fade in, like 1 to 5 milliseconds, to avoid clicks, and a fade out around 10 to 50 milliseconds, depending on whether you want it to chop tight or leave a little tail. Now make variations without adding any new devices. First variation. Reverse a shot, that's an instant pre-drop lead-in. Just duplicate the clip, hit reverse, and now you've got a suck-in. Second variation. Pitch a copy down. Try -3 to -7 semitones. That often turns a bright clang into a heavier impact. Third variation. Micro ticks. Duplicate and shorten the clip to something super tiny so it becomes a glitchy click. These are amazing for quick fills, but only in short bursts. Here's a super common rolling DNB arrangement move. At the end of a phrase, like bar 8, put a metallic hit on beat 4. It's a punctuation mark. Then for the big transition, set up a reverse metal into the drop. Reverse swell near the end of bar 16. Add a tiny silence gap right before the drop, like an eighth note or even just a tiny chopped out moment, and then an impact hit on bar 17 beat 1. That micro silence is the secret sauce. It's not even sound design, it's arrangement. And it makes the impact feel twice as large. Now let's glue it into the mix so it hits hard but doesn't bully the snare. On the printed metallic audio track, add utility. Check stereo width. Don't go insanely wide on a transient hit, because it can get facey and actually feel weaker in mono. Try width around 80 to 100%. If it's a main impact, consider keeping it more centered. If it's fighting the snare, just turn it down. Seriously, often -2 to -6 dB is all it takes. Also, consider timing. Placing it around the snare can be cooler than placing it directly on top of the snare. Optionally, add drum bus for that DNB smack. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 0 to 20%, carefully. Boom usually off or very low for metallic shots. And transient can go +5 to +20 if you want it to snap. Extra pro move, treat the tail like a separate element. Duplicate your printed clip. On version A, keep mostly transient and cut the tail short. On version B, remove the transient and keep only the tail, with a fade in. Now you can place tail-only ambience behind gaps without adding extra clicks or extra attacks. Even better, you can keep the attack pretty mono and let only the tail be wider. That stereo contrast makes the hit feel solid and still spacious. If you want it darker and nastier, add erosion after saturator before you print, or even after printing if you want. Set it to noise mode, frequency around 2 to 8 kHz, and amount very small, like 0.2 to 1.5. Tiny changes go far. It adds that rusty texture that works great in techie and neuro styles. And if the tail is stepping on your snare, sidechain it. Put a compressor on the metallic audio, enable sidechain from the snare, ratio around 3:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 80 to 180 milliseconds, and aim for just 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. The tail ducks out of the way, your groove stays punchy, and the effect still feels big. One more cleanup trick. Resonance hunting. Metallic shots often have one nasty whistle frequency that dominates. Throw an EQ8 on temporarily, boost a narrow band, sweep until it's painfully obvious, then turn that boost into a small cut. Do this after printing so you're fixing what you're actually arranging, not an earlier version of the sound. Now a quick 10-minute practice assignment to lock this in. Make 3 operator metallic shots. Shot A, bright and short, decay around 120 milliseconds. Shot B, slightly longer with a bit more reverb vibe. Decay around 220 milliseconds and reverb around 1.2 seconds. Shot C, darker, maybe low pass around 7 to 9 kHz and use less resonance. Print them using resampling into metal print. Then in arrangement view, place shot A on bar 8 beat 4. Place shot B reversed starting around bar 16 beat 4.3, like a tiny lead-in. And place shot C as the drop impact on bar 17 beat 1. Then bounce a quick 16 bar preview and listen. If the groove loses punch, shorten tails and high pass more aggressively. Before we wrap, a couple of classic mistakes to avoid. Don't let tails ring over your break and kill your punch. Keep decay controlled, and filter reverb low end hard. Don't leave low end in the metallic shot. High pass it. Your bass needs that space. Don't over-widen the transient. Wide can sound cool solo, but weak in mono. Don't skip fades. Clicks will ruin your life. Tiny fades solve it. And don't overuse the in effect. If it happens every bar, it stops feeling special. In DNB, contrast is everything. Recap. You designed metallic hits using Operator FM, shaped them with saturator and auto filter, gave them controlled space with echo and reverb, committed them to audio, and then did the real producer moves in arrangement view, split, fade, reverse, pitch, and place them as punctuation. If you tell me what DNB lane you're aiming for, like liquid, jump up, neuro, or jungle, I can suggest a tighter chain and a simple placement map for a typical 32-bar phrase, so your metallic shots feel like they belong in the genre immediately.